You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The Senate is now on track to pass a more than $2 trillion bill to prop up an economy wounded by this virus. Details are just beginning to emerge of this legislation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has some key points.
Under the deal, most individuals will get a check from the government for $1,200, with $500 checks for each child. There will also be a fund of about $500 billion that can be used for loans to U.S. companies. That includes about $50 billion for loans to airlines. According to a letter Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer sent out to Democrats, there's also about $150 billion for a coronavirus relief fund for states and tribes, and $100 billion for hospitals and healthcare. Now, one of the final sticking points in this week's negotiations was oversight. According to that letter from Minority Leader Schumer, the plan creates a Treasury Department Special Inspector General plus an oversight committee. Schumer also says the funding bill will prohibit any government loans or investments to businesses controlled by the president, vice president, or members of Congress. Nobody seems too worried about the federal budget deficit, though, which hit $1 trillion last year. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Now let's turn to Marketplace's Jasmine Garst, also on this massive package of resources. Jasmine, I was hoping you could give us a breakdown of one part of this, an important one, a loan program for small businesses.
Sure. Companies with 500 or fewer employees can get up to $10 million. If they use the money to pay workers over the next 8 weeks, the amount of the loan they spend on payroll will be forgiven. What they spend on mortgage, interest, rent, and utilities will be forgiven too.
And what are we hearing from small business owners? Is there a sense this is enough?
Well, a lot of small businesses didn't have extra cash before the coronavirus, and they've already expressed that they might not have enough cushion to keep paying workers while the loans clear. Some have already been laying off or furloughing their workers.
Also, I want to consider those workers have already been laid off. Jasmine, what kind of unemployment insurance could they get from this package?
Right. The package adds $600 a week to normal state benefits for up to 4 months. That coverage would be retroactive to January 27th, and it extends to gig workers and independent contractors. There would be an extra 13 weeks of regular unemployment benefits, and there's a lot we still don't know. We're waiting for the actual text of the bill to come out later today.
All right. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst, thank you.
Thank you.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.